Hello again, Audioboo. Second typing test. And I used to be able to do sort of 120 words when I was in school. This here, it's very unscientific because what I'm doing is literally just, you know, talking away and doing different words. This time I've deactivated JAWS. It's not on an earpiece or anything. I'm just in a Microsoft Word document. And I'm going to put my screen reader back on to see how many words I've got. But my timer is set for a minute, and it'll make an alarm when it's time. So let's give this a go and see how we do. 2, 1, and start. This is a test to see how fast I can type when I am trying to time myself for absolute speed. Full stop. I think I made one typo there, comma, but this is generally okay when you are doing any form of typing test because they will know it is a stressful situation. Full stop. However, a real typing test is likely to involve you reading and writing on the keyboard, comma, with autocorrect switched off, full stop. Obviously, for a blind person, comma, this doesn't work, comma, which is why I am now just typing things that come to me randomly. The time is surely about to run out, so nearly time to stop my typing, ladies. Ah, there we are. There, I've stopped. That's the alarm. It's curious. I don't know how I've done there. I don't necessarily feel I've matched my 115, but let's turn JAWS on. And let's do Alt-TW. 109, so I'm actually slightly slower. But let's have a listen and see how the words actually come together. Once again, I think that was about three typos there, which is in the range of acceptability. But come on, 109 to 115 words per minute. It's not bad, is it? How does that stack up to Braille words? Let's give that a go. I'm going to pause this and get my Brailler. Okay, so I've got my clunky Perkins Brailler ready to go. And what I also need to do, what I almost forgot to do, is to run my 1 minute timer. And actually the way I've been doing that, if I'm honest, is to run a 2 minute timer, which is the shortest time you can do.
2 minutes.
Well, you can do 1 minute, but unfortunately it's not perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick my earphones in here and listen to the time, and when it gets closer to a minute, I'll be back. Okay, so I've got this ready to roll. This is going to be a noisier process. I put my phone on a chair and I'm sitting on the floor with a Perkins Brailler. I'm telling you, this is not going to be anything like as fast as typing on a keyboard, but as I say, Braille is a little bit like shorthand. So we're nearly ready to go, and again, it's going to be random tests. Okay, 2, 1, and go. This is a test to see how fast I can type in Braille, comma, if I really try not to make mistakes, comma, either in words used, comma, or the Braille code. I know I have just made one typo, comma, but I know it is the only one so far. Full stop. I think this is slower than a QWERTY, comma, but it is still rather fast. Full stop. So, there's our timer. Right, so if you hold there, I'm going to go back and I'm going to count the words, and I'm going to look out for any mistakes. I'm going to give you a very honest appraisal of that now. So rather a lot slower on count. That's 59 words by my count, with one error. So I must admit, it didn't seem like it was slower when I was typing it, but it goes to show you it's actually nearly half the speed that I can do typing on a QWERTY keyboard. So is Braille good for notes in a meeting? Absolutely. Would I be faster with a keyboard? Definitely.